a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
So about 5 years ago, I kind of had heard about Clover Lawns and wanted to try it out.
How did you plant it?
I've seeded different parts, different years, but mostly it was just cutting the weeds back. I didn't worry about removing any annual weeds. I just cut them back all the way, got rid of any perennial weeds, and seeding it and just making sure it gets water. I would just seed it down and let the flood irrigation go and it come up. It does take a few years to get it really filled in and pretty, but it's pretty easy to establish.
So it did not establish as fast as, say, traditional Kentucky bluegrass lawn?
A lot of times if you're hand seeding Kentucky bluegrass, if you don't get a good coverage, it still takes a few years.
So now that it's established, what are some of the advantages to the clover lawn that you've noticed?
So it grows really well. It's not great soil. The clover doesn't mind. I love it because I can plant trees and I've got a lot of fruit trees back there and I'll just plant them in the clover. I don't have to worry about any problems without competing as much. So when the trees are in lawn, they tend to get really outcompeted by the lawn. And I haven't noticed that near as much when the trees are in the clover. And it doesn't take as much maintenance as lawn. I still mow it on a regular basis. I've had times when you get busy and you just let it grow bigger and it's fine. And then there's no fertilizer.
So you don't fertilize at all?
There's no fertilizer and it stays just as green as my lawn that I am putting fertilizer on.
So you have some other things mixed in with your clover lawn. Do you have an even distribution of all three?
It's pretty patchworky. There are definitely like some locations that the fine fescue is taking over and that's basically what I have. And other places that's more somewhat a combination and then other places that are just jarrow. So I've noticed the fine fescue tends to do better when the soil's better, when it's getting more water. The yarrow does really well on the places that aren't getting as much water. So I flood irrigate, that means there's not necessarily even water distribution. And those areas that are dry, that's really where the yarrow's taken off.
The clover itself, people want to grow it seems, because they assume that it's drought tolerant. Have you found that?
So I have not found that at all. I've heard that a lot, but in my own experience, my clover shows drought just as soon as my Kentucky bluegrass. The one benefit I do find is once I get it water again, it does green up much faster. So whereas a Kentucky bluegrass lawn tends to, when it gets drought stressed and goes dormant, it takes a while to get it back up and green. The clover, a week later after you water it, it's growing, it's green again.
So how long have you actually gone without it having water?
My one time in May, we don't have irrigation yet. So it's been 2 or 3 weeks in May without, and it'll pop back just fine from that.
How is it held up?
I don't see any problems when there's light traffic. More the moderate to heavy traffic, it'll take it out. I have a place by my basketball court, and it'll definitely, you'll see where the kids have been playing there.
How is yarrow mowed and how has it done?
So you can just mow it like a regular lawn. When you mow it, it's very different than a traditional perennial yarrow. And so it would get tall, but when you mow it, it just stays nice and short. It grows fine. It's soft underfoot. Really the biggest benefit I see is it's doing well on the places that don't get a lot of water.
Have you done any reseeding?
I've added areas, but I haven't needed to go back and reseeded any existing areas that I already did.
How is it against as far as weeds invading?
It outcompetes most things, but there's definitely weeds. A lot of times I just ignore them because they're there. But most of the annual weeds, it outcompetes just fine. I have some perennial stuff I just mostly ignore because I don't mind too much. But weeds are more of a problem with clover. That's one of the reasons I do mow on a regular basis as well, is it just keeps the weeds down.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. they pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.